Exclusive: Peter Navarro's in Trump Time, goal is to put sociopath Fauci in an orange jumpsuit. By Hannah Blow on November 20, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a sociopath and narcissist who deserves to be in jail based on his lie of omission in January 2020 alone, Peter Navarro told Breitbart News Saturday, outlining one of the central goals of his book In Trump Time, one of which is to get Fauci fired and in jail. Navarro, who served as Director of Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, OTMP, under former President Trump, walked through his experience with the White House chief medical advisor, as detailed in his book, which should be on the New York Times bestseller list but will not be, despite having plentiful book sales, enough appear number 3 on the list. The mission of the book is to get Fauci fired and in jail, hold Communist China accountable for the weapon that they inflicted on the American people, and get to the bottom of what happened on both the November 3rd and January 6th, he said, explaining it is based on his daily journal. Navarro spoke a bit about his experience with Fauci, noting that he told Trump to fire him twice. He identified former Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney as a huge coward who opposed the move, because he did not want to deal with blowback from firing him. My money-back guarantee for the In Trump Time book is, if you don't think Fauci belongs in jail, I'll give you double your money back, he said, noting that a number of confrontations are outlined in the book and adding that he was the only one in the administration to have the cajones to stand up to Fauci, whom he described as a sociopath. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Navarro, November 20, 2021. One of the biggest infractions committed by Fauci, Navarro said, was his lie of commission in January 2020. While it was problematic he opposed Trump's China travel ban, the bigger issue was the lie of omission, withholding what he knew at the time, the author explained. He knew that the virus came from Wuhan. He knew it that it popped up literally within yards of a Wuhan bioweapons lab. Therefore it was likely from the lab. He knew that they had funded that lab both directly and indirectly, Navarro said, adding that Fauci also knew that in 2017, he worked to overturn the gain-of-function ban. The logical, ethical, moral and nationalistic thing to do would have been to go to the president and task force and lay all of that out, Navarro said, explaining that the virus may be genetically engineered, weaponized, and from the lab. That, Navarro explained, would have immediately put the U.S. on a wartime footing. Additionally, with that information, Navarro said the U.S. would have pressured Communist China to reveal the original genome of the virus, allowing the U.S. to manufacture a more complex true vaccine rather than experimental technology we have now. So Fauci, just on that lie of omission, belongs in jail, Navarro said. The blood of millions of people worldwide are on his hands. As detailed in the book, Navarro also fought Fauci on therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine. If they flooded the zone with such treatments at the time, Navarro said, over 300,000 Americans would be alive today, noting that is more blood on Fauci. The Fauci theme runs throughout the book, Navarro continued, adding that he is coming at him head-on. We've got Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s new book The Real Anthony Fauci that has just come out. I'm working with Bobby on this. We want to take Fauci down and put him in an orange jumpsuit, Navarro said. Clearly, he tried to cover this up, he said of Fauci, pointing to everything he knew in January 2020, namely, the information he withheld. I can't read into the mind of a sociopath like Fauci, but it may well be he was hoping that somehow, this virus wouldn't be as bad and simply go away. While he said he tried to take down Fauci, he added, I didn't prevail. And now you've got Fauci wanting to jab 6-year-olds and talking about the importance of control over the American people. People now physically loathe this little control freak, Navarro added. And he needs to be not just fired but in jail. He need to be in jail. He lied to Congress. He lied to Rand Paul. He lied to the American people, he said, calling him a sociopath and narcissist. Navarro's book In Trump Time is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble.